All right, hello, Miss Kimia. So, yeah, you mentioned a good meaning of idiot. But let me explain idiot better. You know, yeah, of course, the literal meaning of idiot is a person, you know, who doesn't have brain, you know, they don't have a good mentality, they're weak in some intellectual way, they can't decide what to do, so they're stupid, in other words. But what I said by using idiot as a title, I meant not this, actually, because we can call anyone an idiot. So we can say, for example, someone who talks a lot, and we call that person, oh, look at this idiot, he talks a lot. And we can see someone who thinks that he's a great critic, but he's not. You know, he criticizes a lot, but he doesn't have anything, so he just criticizes. So we can call those people idiots. So by meaning, by inner meaning, something that has value in it, I was going to say that idiot can be anyone. So maybe idiot for me has a different meaning. So as I said, you know, some people, they come and actually verbally try to bully me. So they come and give me lots of negative energy or whatever. And some other people may see idiots, you know, in a different perspective, like Masemila. Masemila said that I think some people, they have negative attitude, I call them idiots, because they come and say, no, don't do that. So maybe in his mind, idiot means that. So in your opinion, yes, of course, you mentioned a good one. You said that you know, sometimes people come and say something and you say, oh, yeah, whatever. So exactly, that's the true meaning. You can refer to any meaning by yourself. You can just create a meaning for a word. This is the power of a language. So yes, of course, we can open up dictionary and we can see a word and we can just memorize it, but we have to see in what kind of context we can use those words. Or sometimes we must be creative and use it in a different way. So exactly like the things that we are doing in this discussion challenge. So I'm using it in a different meaning, and you're using it in a different meaning, and, you know, Massimila is using a different meaning as some other guys. So this is it, and thank you so much. So can you share some of your experience? You know, do you have any memory about confronting an idiot? Exactly, I want you to talk specifically because I want you to challenge your English better. So please, if you have any memory, share it with us. I'll be happy to hear it.